refused to include Whelan in the Griner trade, yet Putin's comments came as his foreign ministry openly suggested Moscow wants to see more Russians currently in U.S. prisons returned home. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR.
Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm your host, Chandler Guadagnin. Road conditions today are slushy and slick, resulting in select road closures. State Highway 33 is closed from Newdale to Tetonia due to blowing snow and reduced visibility. State Highway 32 is also closed. State Highway 24, however, recently reopened to traffic. Drivers should be mindful, though, of slush, wet pavement, patchy fog, and drifting snow. You can always know what road conditions are like by calling 511, downloading the Idaho 511 app, or going to 511.idaho.gov. Idaho Fish and Game will host an open house for hunters to learn about the proposed hunting seasons and ask questions of local biologists. The 2023-2024 hunting season proposals include a decrease in moose tags due to the declining population in some areas, as well as a slight reduction in mountain goat tags in the Middle Fork, the addition of two new bighorn sheep hunts, and the combining of two existing bighorn sheep hunts. The proposals were developed with the most recent population information in mind and input from the public. Hunters can also look at the proposals and add comments online from December 13th to the 29th at idfg.idaho.gov/comment. The open house will be December 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Salmon Regional Offices. End of the semester preparation can feel overwhelming at times as final papers and exams mount on student schedules. Believe me, I know. Here are some tips and tricks to help organize study time before test day. The BYU Idaho Learning Model emphasizes three ways to retain course material. The first is preparing yourself spiritually before study. Praying and pondering is a great way to get in a receptive mindset. The second is teaching. Join with other classmates and study groups and ask questions. Teaching others concepts you understand can solidify your own retention. The third step is being an active participant. Set aside time to revisit class lessons, including PowerPoints and other study materials. All students have access to the tutoring center as well, and some courses even have tutors or teachers' assistants dedicated to help with class assignments. On the national calendar today, December 9th is known as Christmas Card Day. If you've been meaning to reach out to close friends and family, consider buying or making Christmas cards to send this season. This is an inexpensive and engaging way to get everyone involved in spreading that Christmas cheer. You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio.